Wow, this is the 45th anniversary of Terry Fox's Marathon of Hope, which began in April and would end September the 1st, 45 years ago. And to honor the Canadian icon, this is cool. Adidas is releasing a limited edition replica of his famous running shoes. They were known as the Adidas Orion back in the day, and that's what he used. And back then, Adidas agreed to make a limited number of pairs, which sold out immediately in stores in one day. And you got to remember, too, back in the early 80s like that, when they did that, people lined up at the store to buy them, and the lines would swirl outside the building. Well, Martha McClue from the Terry Fox Foundation expects them to become a hot seller again because a limited edition will be released tomorrow in Terry's honor.
I think that there's something about that shoe that represents absolute perseverance, determination, sheer force of will. And I think that's what, you know, whether you're an athlete or not, that's kind of what we all need in our lives.
The Adidas Orion, or the Terry Fox shoes, will go on sale tomorrow morning on the Adidas website, and all the proceeds are going towards cancer research. When you see pictures of them now, they don't look as fancy as shoes are now, with the Adidas stripes around there, and they're a dark navy blue. They're still a sharp shoe, but I suspect they'll be sold out when they go on sale tomorrow morning rather quickly, too. That's pretty cool. Hey, this happened on Sunday, but it's still an amazing story that even yesterday, some people I was with were talking about. They couldn't believe it. This five-year-old girl that fell over off the Disney Dream cruise ship on Sunday, prompting her dad to jump into the ocean after her, which I say immediately put that dad in the Dad Hall of Fame, because I cannot imagine how terrifying that would be to see your little five-year-old fall off the side of a cruise ship. Passengers witnessed it. They were thankful it didn't turn out worse.
I felt sick to my stomach. I had goosebumps the whole time, and I don't think I breathed until they returned to the ship. We all cheered.
I think it was really heroic. I mean, he jumped in after her, and they were treading water, and he was just holding on to her.
We are getting a few more answers to what happened and what didn't happen. For instance, the little girl was not in the arms of someone, and they lost control of her, and she fell over. That did not happen. Witnesses, actually, including a crew member, saw it happen, and the story had been shared to some of the parents who were on board there as well.
The crew member who said that's her station and she was on the fourth floor, she did say that she was climbing up and the parents were playing shuffleboard. And the dad jumped in after her.
Dad looks up, she's gone. Doesn't think a second, just hops over and off the fourth deck, leaps into the ocean. And remember, too, this cruise ship is sailing along at a good clip, so hitting the brakes isn't as easy as your vehicle. So inevitably, Disney is being credited for taking quick, swift action. They got the ship slowed down. Their boat was in the water with crews, and they said dad and child were treading water about 10, maybe 15 minutes tops. And there's lots of social media videos of them being rescued and everyone cheering on the side of the ship. Yeah, dinosaurs are back in theaters, which is good timing because today, with the heat settling in for the next few days, if you're looking for a couple hours in a cool AC atmosphere, Jurassic Park, the reboot that is out in theaters right now, Jurassic World, looks pretty entertaining.
The theme park owners did experimental work, leaving only the worst ones here.
Survival is a long shot.
Jurassic World Rebirth. Now, with the kids out of school, you have afternoon matinees you can attend, so it makes it a little easier. That'll be a big draw at the box office, getting decent reviews. Most saying this latest chapter feels kind of like a throwback to the original and has spectacular action, although they say the characters are a little thin, but isn't that what Jurassic Park movies usually are? You're just there for the dinosaurs. You might be heading out on a summer road trip this week, too. Go ahead, fill her up. GasBuddy.com says Saskatchewan has some of the best gas prices in the country right now, and predicting some stability thanks to the ceasefire in the Middle East. So what is it, 131 at some of the biggies, probably a little less at some of the independents, but yeah, not so bad right now. I have got to hand it to President Trump. He continually has himself in the headlines, and Yesterday, it was all because he was showing off this new migrant detention facility to hold up to 5,000 people called Alligator Alcatraz in Florida's Everglades.
It's known as Alligator Alcatraz, which is very appropriate because I looked outside and it's not a place I want to go hiking anytime soon. Very soon, this facility will house some of the most menacing migrants, some of the most vicious people on the planet. We're surrounded by miles of treacherous swampland, and the only way out is really deportation.
As Trump toured the press around looking at all these cages surrounding bunk beds, he joked about Biden.
Hey, yep. Biden wanted me in here, okay? That's it. He wanted me. It didn't work out that way, but he wanted me in here, that son of a bitch.
Prior to the arrival to this camp, he had been asked, too, about his big, beautiful bill that he's been trying to get passed that would secure even more money for immigration policies, for one. Trump said it offers big tax breaks, spending cuts, but a lot of critics, even some Republicans, voted against it, suggesting it's going to add trillions to the debt. In fact, Trump's billionaire buddy Elon Musk was even using social media the last few days, railing against the bill, saying, don't pass it, it's a dumpster fire. That offended Trump.
We might have to put Doge on, Elon. You know what Doge is? Doge is the monster that might have to go back and eat Elon. Wouldn't that be terrible? He gets a lot of subsidies, Peter, but Elon's very upset that the EV mandate is going to be terminated. And you know what? When you look at it, not everybody wants an electric car. I don't want an electric car. I want to have maybe gasoline, maybe electric, maybe a hybrid.
Oh, man, how quickly they turned on one another. Remember a few months ago, all those Teslas that were in front of the White House and Trump telling everyone he bought one, and now this. Oh, and he's selling cologne now, too. His new cologne just went for sale. You've got your Bibles, you got gold watches, Bitcoin, and now he's added cologne. And he pockets that as president. We're getting closer to the biggest party of the summer. Craven Country Thunder, just over a week away now, next Thursday through Sunday. And look what I've got here now, a pair of weekend passes. And camping included, a prize package worth over $600. If you want it, get ready to text me the correct answers to this. Name the three artists that I put together in this Craven mash.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster.
That's it. Three artists. They're all performing at Craven Country Thunder. You know who they are? Text me 1-877-300-7275. I'll hook you up with weekend passes plus camping. Man, that is a saving of over $600.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that.
Doctor Carla Holinati standing by with a few tips on how to avoid heat exhaustion and know the difference between that and heat stroke. It's pretty important, especially with little ones right now. We'll get to that in a second, but this is it, your last chance. Before I make the grand prize draw, did you hear? These three artists are coming to Craven Country Thunder next week, and if you can correctly identify them, I will award you with a pair of tickets for the whole weekend and camping. Three artists. Who are they?
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. So I wouldn't change a thing.
Okay, this is where it ends, literally, because if you can name all three artists correctly and include your first and last name, shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. I'll make the grand prize draw here in a moment. So text 1-877-300-7275. All right, to the phone now. It's hot. It's going to get really hot the next few days. And, of course, being out in the sun, whether it be by a pool or a splash park or in your own backyard, you should know the symptoms and the signs. There are signs and differences between heat stroke and heat exhaustion. With me now, family physician, Dr. Carla Holinati. Carla, let's start there. What are they?
They kind of live on a spectrum together in a category that we call heat-related illnesses. And they go from really more mild things to more serious things. Heat exhaustion would be more mild, and heat stroke would be the most serious sort of end of that spectrum. So with continued exposure to that heat and continued changes that happen in your body, eventually your body just can't cope with that exposure anymore. And instead of doing things like sweating and trying to get rid of that temperature, your core body temperature starts to rise and gets to a point where it starts to cause complications in your brain and your organs and can be life-threatening in the case of heat stroke. In heat exhaustion, we tend to see things like headaches, nausea, dizziness, weakness. Maybe people are feeling really thirsty, they're quite sweaty, and their body temperature starts to go up. These are the people that feel like they're sick. They feel like they have a fever. They feel unwell, but their brain is still working okay.
And then heat stroke?
So in heat stroke, now what's happened is your body can't cope with it anymore, and you start to see those complications, including the brain. So these people tend to have a body temperature that's now high, so 40 degrees or higher usually, and you see those mental effects. So they're confused, they're uncoordinated, they're dizzy, or they're fainting, or they might even be unconscious. And this is a medical emergency. This is a call 911 situation, because that high heat is now compromising the brain and the internal organs. If you're noticing somebody's developing symptoms, the best thing to do is recognize it early and move to a cooler place to prevent that progression into heat stroke, making sure that you're drinking lots of water and then watching everybody around you carefully. And if anybody's starting to develop those symptoms of heat exhaustion, that's a sign that it's time to move inside right away.
Dr. Carla Holinati, are there any underlying health conditions that can actually make someone more prone to developing heat stroke or heat exhaustion?
So like most things that we talk about, being quite young or older in age put people at risk. And that's just because the ability to regulate temperature isn't sort of at full capacity anymore. There are some medications that can impact your ability to do those things. So that would be things like some high blood pressure medicines, like beta blockers or diuretics, some antihistamines, some sedative medications, some antipsychotic medications, and then things like alcohol and drugs.
Okay, so we're watching our kids, the splash parks, the pools are busy this week. Just in the little ones, what are the signs of dehydration?
So in kids, you can sometimes see them get even earlier symptoms. So sometimes they'll get a little heat rash, or if their skin's becoming red, they might be complaining that they've got a headache. Maybe they're saying that their stomach hurts. Maybe they're getting some muscle cramps in their arms or their legs and their belly, and they're feeling like their muscles are sore. They're really seeming more thirsty. They're looking really hot and flushed and red and super sweaty. Those are all symptoms that it's been too hot for too long and it's time to cool off.
Our family physician, Dr. Carla Holinati, do you have a problem? Obviously, water is a great way to stay hydrated. What about sport drinks?
Sport drinks have definitely a place. Important to remember that lots of sport drinks that are available have a ton of sugar in them. But if you're a person who can't avoid strenuous activity in the heat, that might be a place where those sport drinks are more reasonable to try and replenish that salt that's being lost as you sweat. And replacing it can help prevent some of that muscle cramping.
Doc, I'm really curious, how often does it happen in the summer that someone walks through your door and has a sunburn so bad they need medical attention?
I mean, every year we definitely see several people who have really toasted themselves. They can be very painful, right? A sunburn is a burn. Sometimes we'll see people that have, you know, those big blisters, or they're really sloughing off big chunks of the skin once those blisters have healed. And they're at risk for all those skin complications that you would have seen from other burns, especially with that skin peeling off. It can get infected. You can get scarring. So we can have people be very uncomfortable with those as well.
How do you soothe it at home?
I always harp on it every time we talk. Prevention is always the best medicine. But if we've now had a sunburn, cooling the skin off, having a cool shower to cool the skin down can make a big difference. Ice packs if you're feeling like there's a really tender spot. And then making sure that the skin is staying hydrated. If you've got those big blisters or you're not sure, give your family doctor a call and we can help you navigate through it safely.
Dr. Carla Holinati, I appreciate all the tips. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Breaking news, jury is reaching their verdict of Sean Diddy Combs They were really struggling yesterday. They had reached a verdict on four different charges and were struggling on the fifth. But apparently the jury now has settled on all five. The jury in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial has reached a verdict on all charges. It's being read out now, and I'm sure Kevin will be giving us an update here just a moment or two from now at 8:30 as that jury is coming out. A few moments ago, I just played, there, he was just Jason Aldean just a second ago. Well, look, I also have, the Diddy verdict is in. Count one and two, not guilty. Count three is guilty. Count four is not guilty. Count five is guilty. So I know originally they said he could have life in prison. We'll hear what all this means here shortly again with Kevin in a few moments. Okay, back to Country Thunder. Earlier, I played those three clips. It was Jason Aldean, the Hunter Brothers, and Bailey Zimmerman all coming to Craven Country Thunder next week. And boy, this is weekend passes and camping. That alone is worth more than $600. That's a nice prize package. So let's see. Judson Christofferson in Yellowgrass. Judson Christofferson in Yellowgrass. Got your texts. You got them all right. We're going to hook you up, Judson. Congratulations. Frank, my producer, is going to be reaching out to you here in just a few moments to let you know how to claim your prize. But congratulations. Hope you had a great Canada Day break. It feels like a Monday for some of you. Woke up and thought it was Monday. I can understand why. A lot of people took Monday off, and of course, yesterday being the stat. But it is Wednesday morning. Loads of people in Wascana Park yesterday to celebrate Canada Day, out in Regina Beach as well, too. And the fireworks, from what I can gather last night, everyone thought that was pretty impressive. We've got a heat warning in effect for Assiniboia, Swift Current, and in Moose Jaw right now. And the heat warning is handed out anytime you have daytime highs of 32 degrees or greater back-to-back, or 16 degrees or greater overnight. That's not quite us. We're falling short by a couple of degrees, 30 today, but we'll hit that 32-degree mark tomorrow. Man, when I was a kid and we were out of school, I always remember going over to Grandma's, because if Mom or Dad had to work, that's where we went, and begging Grandma, get out the lawn sprinkler, running through the sprinkler, unhooking it to have a drink from the hose. Man, and then maybe if we were lucky, some ice cream. Ice cream and Slurpees nowadays, though, those are the ways that many will be looking to cool down here later today. But NHL, yesterday, free agency. I didn't see anything really rocking anyone's world by no means, other than Leaf fans, who may or may not be glad that Marner's gone. He got picked up by Vegas. $96 million deal. Still no signing of Connor McDavid. Oilers GM Stan Bowman said, don't get excited here. They spoke to him before July 1st and know that he was taking time off. Well,
I can't characterize it, because I don't mean that in a bad way. We really haven't talked to him at all about his contract. It's really just been talking about our team and about, you know, how we can improve and hit what he sees and that kind of stuff. So the conversations haven't even started as far as a contract.
Oilers did make a few moves yesterday to improve with some young blood, but they also let go some of the older blood by the looks of it. Corey Perry, he's off to LA now with the Kings. Connor Brown, they lost to. One of my faves. I like Connor. He's gone to the Devils.